There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited.
Waves 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio, you've got Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And talked about, or said we were going to talk about the Liberty Dollar situation. Danica, are you familiar at all with the Liberty Dollar?
I remember hearing something about it, but I'm not very well known what it is. Could you explain that to me?
So it is. It was before Bitcoin, probably the most popular alternative currency in the United States. I don't know if Bitcoin is the most popular alternative currency, but I would say it's probably safe to say it is. Bitcoin is probably used more often in the United States than the Liberty Dollar was, and it's probably possessed by more people than the Liberty Dollar. But the Liberty Dollar, I think, you know, back at its peak in the mid-aughts, so about a decade ago, I think that Bernard von Notthaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, claimed there were over 10 million of them in circulation, or at least $10 million worth, maybe not 10 million pieces. I don't recall the exact claim to fame, but it was a fairly large number. It was like, oh, that's a lot.
So what makes the Liberty Dollar, it's made out of silver and gold?
Yes. The most popular ones were made out of silver. So, okay. Essentially it was an ounce of silver, and the idea behind the Liberty Dollar was that it existed not just to be an alternative currency, but to also be a tool to educate people.
Okay.
So the idea was that, and I was a Liberty Associate, as it was called. I was somebody who had purchased the Liberty Dollars at a slight discount, as they claimed. Like there was a face value to it, and then, you know, they would sell it for less than that face value. But, of course, the face value was higher than the price of an ounce of silver, and so it was being sold at more than the price of an ounce of silver,
and
obviously.
For anybody that might be confused, the Liberty Dollar that you're talking about was the private currency put out by Norfed,
yes,
not the old-timey silver dollar that had the Statue of Liberty on it.
Okay.
That is called a walking Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
NORFED being the National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve and Internal Revenue Code.
Right, and that was what was created by Bernard von Notthaus, who's the creator of the Liberty Dollar. He actually worked with the Hawaiian Mint for a time as their, I think, monetary architect is the name that that he used. That's kind of his job title. So he would design the, sort of the way the piece looked, what sort of thing did it have on it, what information did it have on it. So he would design the dies that would then stamp these physical silver pieces.
Okay.
So they had silver pieces, and they had some gold pieces, and some platinum pieces.
And then later some copper.
So they had different metals. And they also had what were called warehouse receipts. And the warehouse receipt essentially, you know, entitled you, the bearer of that receipt, if you had one or more of these things, to a certain amount of silver. So there were warehouse receipts that were 1/20th. They were worth 1/20th of an ounce of silver. So if you collected 20 of those, you would then be able to get an ounce of silver in return for it.
Okay.
The silver itself was held in a vault in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene?
Yes.
Okay. Coeur d'Alene, you're from that area.
She's
right?
Yes. Idaho.
Boise.
Boise, not Boise.
Right.
You got it.
So, what was it, Coeur d'Alene?
Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene. Okay, so anyway, Coeur d'Alene, they had the Sunshine Mint, and that was where thousands of these ounces of silver were being held. So what ended up happening was the federal government came in 2007, I think it was November of 2007, they came to their offices, which were actually in Evansville, Indiana. They came to the offices, and they raided the offices. And the office actually had some copper pieces there. It was actually, they were gearing up for the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. So Liberty Dollar, or NORFED, had actually created this Ron Paul piece, or this Ron Paul dollar, or whatever you want
to
call it.
They created a Ron Paul dollar?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they had it available in copper and silver.
Interesting. Okay.
And so they were gearing up for the Ron Paul campaign.
And they made a few in gold as well.
They did. And so they sort of pre-sold these things. People would place their orders in advance, and then they'd get their order together, and then they'd send it to the mint and have it minted, and then they'd send it out to people, right?
Well, that's pretty neat.
So they were actually getting ready to ship all of these Ron Paul pieces when the Fed swept in, came in and raided the offices and stole all of their precious metals. They also went to the mint, in the Sunshine Mint, and they you know, the security agents let them in because it's the feds, and they stole all of the money that was in the vault, too.
They also seized computers and files and froze the Liberty Dollar bank accounts.
Yep. So basically just destroyed this business that had been for over a decade, had been supplying people with this alternative currency that essentially existed. And I didn't really expand on this. They existed for an educational purpose as well. So the idea behind using the Liberty Dollar was not just to get people to accept silver, but to help them understand why silver was better than the government's money. So, of course, you know, we would talk to people about fiat currency, which is what the government offers, these greenbacks that are backed by nothing, that at one time were actually backed by silver. So kind of the story that you could tell people was, oh, well, you know, you could show them, like, the idea of the silver certificate, which the U.S. government used to actually have.
Right, and you also made a point that coins were also held at how much they weighed, not just at face value.
Well, they did have a value on them, which is kind of one of the controversial things about the Liberty Dollar, is that there was a price that was set for that ounce. So, for instance, when back when I was involved, silver was like $9 per ounce, was kind of the spot price.
Mm-hmm.
But the Liberty Dollar would say $20 on it at that time. And so the idea behind putting...
Well, originally it was 10, and then once...
It moved up.
Once it moved above $10 for a while, then they put 20.
That's right.
Okay.
And then you could redeem the $10 one-ounce piece for the $20 one-ounce piece.
If you paid a reminting fee, which I actually did at one point for some of mine, because I bought them at the $20 price, and then they went up to a $50 price point. As well. So there's this kind of this weird thing going on where it wasn't just an ounce of silver. It actually had this arbitrarily, you know, or apparently arbitrarily determined price put on it. And some people's argument would be, well, you know, that's not cool, passing off this $9 ounce of silver as though it's worth $20. That was kind of one of the big critiques about the Liberty Dollar. Now, the answer to that particular objection is that, well, it's only worth $20 if that's what you negotiate it to be worth, right? So if you get somebody to take an ounce of silver for $20 in return for something, then
it's worth $20.
It's worth $20 at that point. Again, it's still kind of a solid-sounding argument to say, well, still, it's not really cool to go around acting as though silver is worth $20 if it's actually worth $9. But you could also argue that there was time and effort put into creating this what they call the silver liberty.
Sure.
It's not just your average ounce of silver. There's money behind marketing this, and it costs money to put it out there. And so the cost of this piece, you know, you could argue there's been value added to it above and beyond what the cost of the silver, like the raw cost of that silver would be.
Right. And one thing that really got Bernard von Notthaus in trouble was using the word dollar. It's not, and there are some people that will probably want to argue with me on this and say, no, he was competing, so therefore that's why he went to jail. But it was really because he used the word dollar. And
at one point he added God We Trust on there as well.
Right. And then he changed that, I believe, to Trust in God.
That's
right. He had it to be something to where an uneducated person could look at that and possibly get confused about whether or not this was something that had been put out by the U.S. Mint as like some new coin. Because it said dollar, it, you know, looked kind of like something that the U.S. Mint had previously put out.
Sure.
So because it looked too similar and it had the word dollar, that is what got him in trouble. And then there were people that were passing these off without explaining this is a private currency. They were just going to Walmart, hey, here's a $10 coin.
And trying to pass off just
and trying to pass it off to some unsuspecting cashier. And, you know, so there was the allegations of fraud, whether or not Bernard von Nothaus was involved in the fraudulent uses.
Well, I know Bernard von Nothaus always recommended people not use the word coin, because apparently that's like a federal government-only term. Like, if you use the word coin, and then you're making it sound like it's
but
some sort of government
currency.
But
then you've got Bitcoin, and, you know, while they can't necessarily attack Bitcoin as much as they're attacking dollar, it seems that there's a lot more fighting over this dollar than there has been Bitcoin. That's
over the Liberty dollar? Well, yeah, I mean, you can't arrest anybody in charge of Bitcoin because no one's in charge.
Yeah, good point.
They went after Bernard von Nothaus for sure, and he ended up getting convicted of counterfeiting. We'll tell you what the latest is in the case here in moments. 855 453. It's Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you were a Liberty Dollar associate and you want to share your thoughts on sort of the rise and fall, ultimately at the hands of the government that happened to that organization. You're welcome to join us here. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way if you don't mind. It does tend to sound better when you do that. We're coming up on the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we're just about 2 weeks away at this point. It's going to be March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Mark and myself will be there, and we'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. So I'm looking forward to that. There are going to be great speakers, as always. And, of course, you can get a $25 discount off the $150 admission price. Now, $150 is actually pretty good for a weekend conference, but save $25 by using our discount code, which is FTL. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL to get the deals. Plus, there's all kinds of great speakers like Anthony DiOrio, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnston, George Gilder, Zambala Nair, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 of your admission fee will go to Sean's Outpost, a great Bitcoin-based charity that's helping the homeless in North Florida. So TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater. TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Liberty Dollar, a very popular alternative currency that existed in the late 1990s. I don't know what year it started, maybe mid-90s. But mid to late 90s to basically 2007, where the owner and operator of the Liberty Dollar...
98 is when it started.
So it made it almost a decade before the federal government swooped in and stole almost all of their gold and silver, at least the gold and silver that was in the hands of the Liberty Dollar, right? So what they did was they shipped silver out to people. So you could physically get the physical one-ounce silver pieces that they called the Silver Liberties. And you can also get these warehouse receipts that represented silver that was in a warehouse, that was in a vault that you could, in theory, turn those receipts in and receive the actual silver for them. So the idea behind the warehouse receipts was it didn't weigh as much, right? So you can hold the...
Right, you can hang on to them until you want to have your actual physical piece.
And those were supposed to be 100% reserve?
What does that mean?
That for every warehouse receipt,
there was silver.
Actually was silver.
Yes.
So there wasn't the fractional reserve.
Correct.
To where they would issue, you know, up to 10 times as many receipts.
Yes.
As what they actually had, gold or silver.
Not only that, but Liberty Dollar bragged that they audited. They had a third party auditor come to the vault and check to make sure that, you know, what they actually had in the vault was what they said they had on the books. Right, so they actually were audited, unlike the federal government, who, you know, there's been a call for years to so-called audit the Fed. You know, it's been very hard to just simply get Fed to be audited.
Originally, like, you know, 7 years ago when the whole audit the Fed thing started, I was a big supporter of doing so, and now I'm a little more skeptical.
Why?
Because, one, it doesn't matter if the Fed is audited, because the money, there's no claim that the money is backed by anything. Even if the Fed is audited, then there's no guarantee that anything nefarious will show up, which is what a lot of people think.
Oh, well,
yeah,
the whole operation's
something
nefarious
is going to show up.
The whole thing's nefarious, like you were just pointing out. Fractional reserve banking, essentially giving out loans on money that doesn't even exist.
Right, but they're not even claiming that anything backs the dollar.
That's true. The dollar is backed by
the full faith and credit of the United States government.
It's nothing.
Well, I have no faith in the United States government, so basically none of the paper dollars are worth anything.
They're only worth something because people think they are. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and
you know,
they're forced to take them. Legal tender.
Right. So I agree. The entire system is nefarious, but when I say, you know, nothing nefarious, or there's the possibility that nothing nefarious shows up on the books, I'm saying that, you know, there's no guarantee that, oh, see, they're, you know, extorting money out of their own business, or they're, you know, committing fraud in this way or that way, other than the fraud of, you know, just creating money out of thin air.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, even if something nefarious shows up, there's no guarantee that Congress would do anything anyway.
Yep, exactly.
So at this point, I'm of the thinking it doesn't matter if the Fed ever gets audited because it probably won't make any difference anyway.
3,039 pounds of copper coins, 5,930 ounces of silver coins, less and not including approximately 1,574 ounces of contraband, as listed and described in the order of final disposal of contraband. Why they considered 1,500 of them contraband and the rest of them not, I don't know. 63 ounces of gold coins.
My guess is that the ones that had pictures of Ron Paul obviously were not anything put out ever by the U.S. government. Ones with pictures of the Statue of Liberty were the ones that really got Bernard von Notthaus in trouble.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so we don't know what the breakdown is here, but this was coinage that was taken from the mint, right? And so this was the totality of their customers' coins. If people, and again, not using the word coin to make it sound like these are government things, the pieces.
Right.
This is the totality of their customers'
silver
pieces.
Silver rounds.
And there's more here. 168,599 silver troy ounce coins. 147 gold troy ounce coins, et cetera, et cetera. Gold, silver, there's another set. There's a lot of coins here. So it would seem like most of them did have, like, the Statue of Liberty on them. And so why they would only consider 1,500 of those ounces to be contraband is what doesn't make sense.
Like, right, and I would have to read that legal definition to be able to figure out, you know, based on my own interpretation, why some of it was and some wasn't. But it is very interesting, and I have the indictment the put in plain English version of the indictment, where he was charged with one count of conspiracy to possess and sell coins in resemblance and similitude of coins of a denomination higher than 5 cents, and silver coins in resemblance of genuine coins of the United States in denominations of $5 or greater, and then it cites the U.S. Code, one count of mail fraud, one count of selling and possessing with intent to defraud coins of resemblance and similitude of U.S. coins in denomination of 5 cents or greater, and one count of uttering, passing, and attempting to utter and pass silver coins in resemblance of genuine U.S. coins in denominations of $5 or greater.
Well, see, if he had started calling them silver rounds instead of naming them dollar coin.
He didn't call them coins.
He didn't call them coins. He called them dollars,
yeah.
Correct? Do you think he still would have gotten in trouble for the counterfeiting if he had still put the Statue of Liberty and in it, we trust in God? Is that right that they put
on? I believe it was We Trust in God
trust
or
in
Trust
God.
In God.
Yeah, Trust in God is what it was changed to. I think it was in
right,
God
it was,
We Trust,
it was,
and then he changed it.
Yeah, he changed it around.
But something else he did was, you know, there was a website on there. There was a phone number on there. I mean, anybody
not
who looks
the
at these
original things, iteration. That came a couple of years later.
Okay.
Well, I wonder, if he just kept calling himself around, do you think he would have gotten in as much trouble as he is now?
I don't think so, and I'll explain why when we come back.
All right, more on the way here at 855, 450 free, and we will give you the latest on what's actually happening, because he's been found guilty. We'll let you know the sentence in case you haven't heard that yet. And then what's going to happen to all of the silver and gold? 855, 450 free.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you like. That's, again, username lrn.fm. ExpressCoin, the best chance, best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business, so hopefully that means the government won't raid them.
As long as they don't say dollar coins.
Since they're jumping through the government's hoops, you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Start up over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can help you. And you can even do it from your smartphone with their app over at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee at all at ExpressCoin.com. Again, coupon code FTL. Daryl, you were going to explain something to Danica, who's totally new to the idea of the Liberty Dollar, which is this alternative currency created by an organization called NorFed, which was ultimately raided by the feds in 2007.
Right. So Danica had asked the question, and correct me if I'm misrepresenting your question. Had Bernard von Nothaus and NorFed not put the word dollar on their medallions, would they have still gotten in trouble?
Correct.
And I tend to think that no, they would not. And the reason I say that is based on my knowledge of entities that opened up about the time that Liberty Dollar was shut down, where basically they learned from some of the mistakes that were made by the Liberty Dollar people. And the American Open Currency Standard is one of those. And there was a blog post in 2009 by Rob Gray, the director of AOCS, and he explains some of the differences between Liberty Dollar and AOCS. He says AOCS-approved medallions are not dollars. Though many struggle to actually define a dollar, the federal government likes to think that they own the word.
Mm.
Liberty dollars were denominated in dollars, and as such were confused from time to time by those unfamiliar with the alternative currency system. After all, Liberty dollars are not issued by the Federal Reserve. AOCS-approved medallions have no specific brand or denomination. So right. They make sure that they do not put the word dollar.
Or the dollar sign.
Or the well, there's one that has something that is similar to a dollar sign.
Oh?
But it's so large to where, you know, it's obvious that that's not what it is.
Mm, okay.
And then there's a word, I believe it's the Danconia copper round, and very large words, it says Danconia copper.
Yep.
So it's very obvious that this is not a dollar coin. And that's not supposed to be a dollar sign. The AOCS medallions are unique. Part of the confusion, Rob Gray writes, may have been caused by the fact that Liberty dollars look suspiciously a lot like coins issued at one time or another by a federal government. Was the Liberty dollar designed to be easily mistaken? Question mark. Each AOCS-approved medallion is designed specifically to avoid any confusion with existing coinage. And finally, he writes...
Well, before you go on, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with AOCS. It's a great standard, and everything I've seen that has the AOCS stamp on it has been very, very beautiful and very attractive. The idea behind the Liberty Dollar was to put the dollar sign on it so as to kind of bridge the gap from the world of the U.S. currency to the idea of just using ounces or half ounces or quarter ounces of silver. Now, whether or not Bernard von Notthaus' secret intention was to make it so similar to the U.S. dollar or the U.S. government's currency that it could be used in sort of a not-so-honest fashion, I guess. I'm not going to speculate on that.
Into the system.
But you have to admit that there were people that were just sneaking it in and giving the money to people without telling them, you know, this is an alternative currency, here's information, would you be willing to accept this coin?
So it's not quite the same as when someone slips in a Canadian dime for an American dime.
Right, like that's totally by accident, because half the people that do that don't even pay attention
right,
that it's
yeah,
a Canadian dime.
Well, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with just giving somebody this silver piece and trying to pay for something with it. I mean, you don't have every opportunity to go on a lecture tour when you're checking out at Office Depot. You know, and I've actually done that. I've taken these things to the different places and I have spent them without necessarily giving a treatise on sound money, because you don't have time, especially if there's people behind you in line. Then you're rude if you're like, whoa, hold on, let me explain this to you.
Let me talk to you about the Liberty Dollar.
And that's the final point that Rob Gray makes in his post, is that AOCS medallions do not require you to do the drop. With the Liberty Dollar model, supporters were urged to spend Liberty Dollars nearly anywhere with, quote, a 90% acceptance rate, end quote. This was done not necessarily through education, but instead by dropping a heavy ounce of silver in a proprietor's hand and offering little in the way of disclosure that a Liberty Dollar and any other limited use currency, for that matter, has advantages and drawbacks and can only be voluntarily exchanged when both parties are aware of the truth. On the other hand, AOCS-approved medallions can be traded one-to-one for credit in any existing barter group, of which there are hundreds of thousands of participating merchants across the U.S.
But you can't go into an average location where nobody really knows what silver is or what an ounce of silver is worth or anything like that and actually spend an AOCS silver ounce. Whereas you could do that with a Liberty Dollar. You could take it to locations. I did it at OfficeMax more than once, and I did it at an ice cream store
previously
as well.
Right, but the question is, did OfficeMax or the ice cream store know
that... It doesn't matter. Buyer beware. So if they wanted to ask questions, then certainly I would answer those questions, and I wouldn't, you know, stray away from what the truth was. I mean, obviously, I'd like to talk to somebody about sound currency, but if there's a line behind me and people need to keep moving, I'm just going to keep moving on. And the people suspect that the cashiers would end up buying them at the end of the night or something like that. Like take it out of their drawer, put in their own currency to replace it, and then take it home. Because obviously, once you get to the bank, it's going to end there, right? So if for instance it goes into the cash register and the cashier doesn't buy it for themselves at the end of the day, it's going to get to the back office, and somebody counting that's going to be like, what's this? And they're going to maybe try to take it to the bank thinking it's real. And at some point, it's going to get kicked back. And what I would do, Daryl, was I would leave a business card as well. So the person could get in touch with me, and I would be willing to come and buy it back also from the person. So it wasn't like...
But how many other people were willing to do
that? I don't
know.
It's none of my business. I mean, I have no clue. And really, who cares? I mean, if you were to take a lump of coal and drop it into somebody's hand and say, hey, I'd like to pay with this, and then they go ahead and they say, okay, I really need some coal, and then they give you some money back or something like that, then, you know, that's a legitimate transaction. Just because it's not legal
right,
tender
doesn't... Right, but if you put a dollar sign on a lump of coal, it doesn't make it a dollar. You do acknowledge that, right?
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
Right, so... The point that is being made is that people were using these without explaining to the person they were giving it to this is not a dollar.
No, it's like $20 is what they were saying. They would drop this thing in somebody's hand and say...
I'm using the term dollar in the, you know, colloquial term of a dollar bill.
Right, that this is not U.S. currency.
This is not U.S. currency.
Right.
People were not saying that every time it was being used.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the charge of fraud came in.
Yeah. I don't agree
I'm not. I'm not going to
it
say
that it
necessarily
that it
is fraud, but based on the current wording of U.S. law, it falls under the U.S. law definition of fraud.
It would
now,
only
if
be
you
fraud
want to have a discussion about whether or not there should be legal tender, that's another
it's
topic.
It's only fraud if you say something about it being legal tender, or if you
no,
say that
if
it's
you
US
say
currency.
This is $20 and it's not.
Well, I don't think you would say that it was $20. I think you would say that it was a $20 piece or something like that.
Well, they were selling it for $20.
There's more coming up here in moments.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Share your thoughts here, especially if you've had some encounters with the Liberty Dollar. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And there's more to say about it because we actually haven't even gotten to the real point of the discussion, which is what's the latest in the case. But, you know, you've got to give people background and an understanding on what this thing was, this independently produced silver round and also a set of warehouse receipts. There were some gold rounds and some platinums as well in there.
And copper.
And copper, ultimately towards the very end, and the federal government stole it all in a raid in 2007 at their Evansville offices.
All of what was in the offices. Mid. They did not steal what was in the possession of
the
private
people.
Individuals.
That's correct. So there were thousands of Liberty Dollars they alleged millions of dollars worth of them in circulation. So hundreds of thousands, presumably, were out there amongst the population. How much of them were circulating at any moment in time is another question. I imagine they were very, very beautiful pieces. They were likely sitting in people's vaults and drawers and, you know, places that were not circulating.
So when you were using the Liberty Dollar, were you ever trying to pass off the warehouse receipts as dollars?
Good question. I don't recall doing that. I don't think so, because they were a little more questionable, right? Like, they were obviously something that was unusual and would have required a lot more explaining than to just hand somebody a piece of silver. But we can talk more about that here in a moment. We've got Ashley on the line in Keene. Ashley, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I was wondering,
hello.
If I got a job with you guys, would you pay me in Liberty Dollars?
Well, I would presume that we have Liberty Dollars in which to pay you, but also presumes we have a job available, which we really do. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ashley?
Yeah, I was.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, we are actually doing a radio show, so if you say things like
that's not very
sexual,
nice of them.
In a very sexual manner, we kind of have to let that go.
Yeah.
So
and the seven that. Words, you can't say those.
Yep. So toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So anyway, you were going on a line of questioning there, Daryl, about the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah. So I had asked if you ever tried using the warehouse receipts and you said that, not that you recall, because that would require, quote unquote, a little more explaining.
Yeah.
So the reason I had asked that was because you said, well, basically, buyer beware if I give you something and say that it's $20 and it turns out to be, you know, like a large chunk of
plastic. Well, you wouldn't say that it's $20. You know, the idea behind doing the drop was that the merchant would say...
Well, on the back of that, it says $20.
Yeah, that's right. So the merchant would say, well, that's, you know, $18.99. And then you'd drop the silver. You'd say something like, do you accept silver? And then the merchant would look at that and they'd notice, well, that's, this feels like it's real money. And they might take it. They might not. They might ask questions. They might not.
Okay, but ultimately, like, you know, it was not necessarily a voluntary transaction every time with 100% consent of the person receiving the silver.
Of course it was a voluntary transaction with 100% consent. Whether or not they were 100% aware of exactly what it was they were accepting.
Right, so that's not 100% consent.
Yes, it is consent. Whether or not the buyer is 100% informed on the exact details of the product that they're taking. Most people who purchase a product from Walmart don't know all the details about it. You don't know how many pieces are in the Lego box unless you actually looked and acquired that information. And all you had to do to look, you know, acquire information was look at this thing. It said 1 ounce of 0.999 fine silver on it. It did not hide what it was. So the person was very well aware that they were looking at us and what it was, an ounce of silver.
I imagine when you were also using the Liberty Dollar that you didn't have as big of a market as you did, as you do right now with Bitcoin, with aggregate marketplaces or businesses that do take Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, there were some people who you knew accepted Liberty Dollar, like, okay, they were on a list of businesses that were known.
Okay, so there was a little bit something like
but
that.
But there weren't that many of them.
Sure.
Very, very few.
Right, so the reason that I'm asking is because I'm curious, if you put $3 worth of Bitcoin on a paper wallet and wrote $3 on it, and you went and tried to spend it at, you know, one of the local stores here in Keene, would you expect them to accept it the way you expected people to take your piece of silver?
Oh, I never expected people to take the silver. It was just always nice when they did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, why would you expect someone to take something that is unusual?
Because people were told, like, you can spend this, 90% of places in the country will take this.
I've never heard that claim. I don't remember hearing that claim at all. I mean, I was, like I said, I was a Liberty associate, and I've never heard that claim. That sounds ridiculous. No,
I remember
90%.
Hearing that claim several times.
Well, it's like you said, if you slip it in, don't say anything, they're probably not going to notice it.
And they're going to notice. No, the idea is these are very noticeable. They're beautiful, polished silver pieces. They look nothing like U.S. currency, unless it's some sort of silver piece made by the U.S. Mint. They don't look like a quarter. They don't look like a dime. I mean, those things are made out of crap can metal. I don't even know what metals go into those products. But the idea behind doing the drop, as it was called, sort of like a business term for the Liberty Dollar, was that this is a heavy 1 ounce piece. You don't, even if you're paying with multiple quarters, it doesn't feel like an ounce of weight. It has weight to it. It's real. It feels like it's real money. And that was the idea, is it was real money, unlike the government's money system, and people were supposed to stop and take note. And it happened. You know, you gave this person this silver piece, and they were, wow, they were shocked by it, like, ooh, ah, oh, wow, it's shiny, it's pretty. And it definitely was an attractive piece, so they would want to take this thing. A lot of people would, not everybody, you know, some people would say, hey, boss, can we take this ounce of silver? And sometimes the answer was yes, sometimes it was no. So it wasn't like these people were completely uninformed. The ounce itself said on there that it was an ounce. It had a, what was essentially an MSRP, the price point, the manufacturer suggested retail price, written on it, and it was a completely voluntary transaction. And I can understand why the AOCS would be railing against the Liberty Dollar, because essentially they're their competition. I mean, Liberty Dollar was very, very successful, and AOCS is a currency standard, and they have their standards for a reason, and there's good reasons for them. And there was an argument that the Liberty Dollar shouldn't have had the dollar sign on it, and that it shouldn't have had, you know, a $20 denomination written on there. There are couple of different arguments. One of them was that, well, it sucks when the price goes up because then, you know, you have to remint these things,
right,
which is a costly process. Or if the price goes down, you'd then have to remint downwards as well if you wanted to kind of keep the price up with the actual average silver price. Which, you know, again, is costly because you're paying more money into all. If you want to, you have to literally send your silver into the mint. They melt them down and then they remint them. And it was like, well, I remember when I did it, it was like $3 per piece. So it was pretty rough.
Wow.
To actually
plus
do that.
Plus the shipping cost,
right? Uh-huh. And plus you're losing your silver, right, for a period of time while that happens. So I didn't really like that feature about it, but I understood why it existed, and the reason why it was the reason why it existed, unless you believe it was for fraudulent purposes, is to sort of bridge the gap from the money system that we have with the fiat currency.
I'm not saying that I think that you know the intent behind Liberty Dollar was fraud.
Okay.
I'm just saying there was some fraud in the use of Liberty Dollar.
I can see how someone could use it in a fraudulent purpose, but the official, you know, story from the Liberty Dollar, with the way they would recommend you use it, was not, I did not think in any way fraudulent. I certainly wouldn't have been involved. I did not want to be involved in something that was fraudulent.
And I also recall hearing that Walmart was the largest acceptor of Liberty Dollars.
Never had that happen. I don't know.
Because people would just go to Walmart and say, here's a $10 coin. Even whether or not that's what Liberty Dollar corporate said to do,
right. Yeah, you're not,
that's what
to do that.
Some people were doing.
Right. Well, I mean, you can't control everybody, right? I mean, you put something out there, and people are going to do what they're going to do. You never know what things folks will come up with, and certainly there are scam artists out there. But the way it was marketed, the way that it was recommended to use, it was always, I thought, on the up and up.
So for the people in the know, but again, like, you know, once it goes third hand to where somebody has it and they've never met anybody that was a Liberty associate, have no clue.
Buyer beware. There's a website right on there. There's a phone number on there. I mean, anybody that wanted to learn about this, it was not hidden. They could Google it or whatever. There's plenty of information out there about this thing. So
there's information about a lot of things, but most people don't want to learn about things.
Bernard von Nothaus was essentially charged with counterfeiting. There were a few other charges that you mentioned there, but that was the gist of it. He ultimately was found guilty, sentenced to 3 years of probation. Now, he was facing 20-plus years in federal prison for this. The judge did send him sentence him to 3 years of probation. And by the way, he waited, I think, about 3 to 4 years to actually get the sentence.
Maybe several years.
It was so.
Yeah, that's because they started the raid in 2007.
Right, and then he was found guilty 2010 or something like that, or 2011.
Yeah, 8 years from when it first happened.
So we'll tell you what has happened here in a moment with the silver itself, because the government still got that. Well, what are they going to do with it? We'll tell you more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your back, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.